look good, disease-free. Today, it's about the happy brain, our hormones, dopamine, the most motivational chemical, oxytocin, the connection chemical, serotonin, the mood and energy chemical, endorphins, the de-stressing chemical, dopamine, through hard work, is how we stimulate it. Effort, dopamine creates your drive, motivation to pursue meaningful goals. Oxytocin connects you with the people you love and builds your self-belief. Serotonin creates huge positive shifts in your mood and energy and drives you to pursue healthy behavior. Endorphins, created by physical movement, and endorphins de-stress and calm your brain. And we will explain those in more detail. Develop an ability to achieve your goals with your dopamine. Understanding dopamine. Dopamine is the brain chemical that has become incredibly well known in our modern world. You may receive small dopamine hits when scrolling social media, on your phone, drinking alcohol drinks, or eating sugary foods. Dopamine is responsible for far more than this. Learning how to increase the amount of dopamine you produce naturally each day will have a monumental impact on your motivation levels, and with that, your capacity to pursue what you are seeking in your life. You need to learn how to naturally increase the amount of dopamine you produce each day. The dopamine principles. Number one, makes hard work feel good. Controls the pleasure-pain balance. The pleasure-pain balance. The action center for dopamine is in the hypothalamus at the bottom of your brain. Originally, the only way to increase our work through these hard, painful activities, such as hunting, foraging for food. However, over time, we quickly found ways to stimulate our dopamine system without any effort, via cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, junk food, and now social media. So the effects of slow dopamine are there when you repeatedly spike and crash your dopamine levels and exhaust your dopamine system. This is the primary cause of the demotivated, depressive symptoms you may experience. It just doesn't work anymore. How do we show our dopamine some love? There are natural forms of happiness. Making deep social connections is one. Moving your body is another. Eating nutritious foods. Reading books. That's how I get most of my dopamine. Sleeping deeply. Taking care of your home. Working towards your goals. So high dopamine levels feel, the summary, it's motivating, concentrating, makes handwork feel good, controls pleasure, pain balance, low dopamine feelings, demotivating, distracting, depressed. How dopamine feelings, they motivate. They excite. Dopamine excites you. So to show dopamine some love, find something that you love. Artistic, look at a painting, at a drawing, at a writing, reading, listening to podcasts, painting videos, and there's some that are sport-based, yoga, football, dance, golf, they all secrete dopamine. Let's go into the next hormone. So now we know where it comes from. It's secreted by the hypothalamus in the brain. And in the brain, remember, we have the amygdala and the limbic system, the area where these hormones can land and affect your feelings. Next, let's talk about oxytocin, understanding oxytocin, the great facilitator of life. One of the most vital to both procreation and our survival as humans. This is because of its powerful impact it has desire as humans. It connects us with another person. It bonds us closely in groups. And to have children have seen the transformation impact oxytocin can have a relationship to self-belief. The way we view the world, the unenhanced oxytocin in us have to journey back to the moment you were born. When you were born, but you don't remember because you were so small. When oxygen first surged through your body and brain in the moment of childbirth, oxytocin is released in your mom's brain as well as your brain to create the original pair bonding between you both. So oxytocin binds you together. It's from the beginning. For your mom, it creates a strong innate desire to deeply care for you, both to protect you, to keep you safe. For you as a newborn baby, it creates a deep wanting for this love. Your mother gives it to you, and you give it to your mother. For the connection with your mom, the caregivers around you, which will help keep you alive. The oxytocin principles requires good quality social connection, requires positive, grateful, internal self-talk. High oxytocin will feel more than connection and important people in your life. So it's not only your mom and dad, but the whole family. So let's summarize the oxytocin summary. So it improves relationships, confidence, principles requiring good quality in-person social connection, requires positive, grateful, intense self-talk. It affects the whole family. If you have little oxytocin, you feel lonely, unconfident. High oxytocin feelings connect. They conciliate. Oxytocin contributes, boosters, touch, social life, a hug, gratitude, achievement. How to increase oxytocin, increase contribution, get more friends, connect to the family so we can have financial, childcare, emotional, quality interconnections. And physical connections work too. Just the touch someone. And if you touch them for a few more seconds, 3 to 5 seconds, that prioritizes social connections. And they are more important. So eating and drinking connected together increases oxytocin. Listening to music together, calling instead of messaging, call the person personally and talk to them instead of texting them. Make eye contact. Be grateful every day. Number three will be the serotonin principles. Serotonin is made in your gut, a much more healthy expression of life. They're chemicals that help you take good care of your body. That's serotonin. Having a healthy, energized body is essential to expressing true joy within our minds. Serotonin principles are 90% of serotonin is made in your gut. It's a mind-body connection. The happier your body is, the happier your mind is. So it's mind-body, body-mind. The serotonin that is produced in your gut has direct impact on your mood, your energy, your emotions, and it's largely produced in your gut, which Candace Pert wrote a great book about, Molecules of Emotion, a book I highly recommend to read. Your emotions are messages from your body. Emotions mean energy in motion. Feel sad, so eat some sugar and or watch some social media. Understanding the brain-body connection is important. So to summarize the serotonins, so they improve your mood, your energy. 95% of serotonin is created in your gut. The happier your body, the happier your mind. Low serotonin is caused by unhealthy food, lack of sleep, lack of walking in nature. We are connected to nature. Sunlight will increase your endorphins. High serotonin feelings, good mood, energetic. Serotonin boosters are nature. Sunlight. Go sit in the sun. At least be in the sun for 1 hour each day. So understanding nature, sunlight, start spending time in nature alone. Then a combination of endorphins. Every living being has, including animals, have receptors for endorphins. So harness the power of the sun. A massive contributor factor to boosting serotonin is the sunlight we receive. Our time spent outside is crucial for a happy, healthy mind. The circadian rhythm is our body's internal clock. This refers to the physical, mental, behavioral changes that occur during a 24-hour period as a result of changes in light throughout the day. Think of your circadian rhythm as your body's internal clock, always running in the background with the intention of optimizing your energy level and mood. Due to artificial light, we are forced no longer to align with the laws of nature. Bright morning sunlight doesn't just activate your serotonin, but it also provides a healthy natural rise in your cortisol and your dopamine. Sunlight is essential to starting your day in an energetic, positive, motivating mood. Importantly, it doesn't need to be sunny for you to experience this increase. Sunny days, spend at least 5 to 10 minutes in the morning. Cloudy days, 10 to 15 minutes. 5 to 10 sunny days, cloudy days, a little bit more, 5 minutes more. Dark, overcast days, spend over 30 minutes in sunlight, looking directly at the sun. Strategy to encourage you to start experiencing the sunlight: three key moments throughout the day, morning, moon time, at least 60 minutes a day. Good health is made in your gut, the serotonin, best source of food, or timing of eating, time-regulated eating. Different ways to do it. Eat until you're 80% full, and then the hormones will move around, and soon you'll be full. Remove ultra-processed foods. Recharge at night to thrive by day. Get a good night's sleep. But some of us have difficulty sleeping all night. So the quality of sleep, this is a big one, is more important than the quantity. Yes, you can sleep half the night as long as it's real deep. So let's talk about the last one, endorphins. De-stress, calm your mind. Every cell in your body, even the smallest animals, have receptors for endorphins. They reduce stress. Understanding endorphins explains every cell has endorphin receptors. I already mentioned that, including animals. You hug an animal, you feel the endorphins. You feel better, but the animal feels better too. During pursuit of survival, your endorphins have played a key role in the immediate moment of hard physical activity. For example, you were injured, you're stressed. You may not feel any pain for a short period of time. That's your endorphins at work. They stopped your pain. So releasing endorphins for two primary reasons: to remove stress, and a good way to relieve stress is to sing some music or look at a friendly painting or a friendly face or something you love. Staying alive is number two: remove pain. So endorphins remove pain. That's why when you have a severe injury, you feel nothing for a short period of time. That is because your endorphins stopped it. So how do you make endorphins flow and secrete? Physical exertion, and it's a natural brain distressor. So we've been through the hormones, the oxytocin, the dopamine, the serotonin, and now the endorphins, how to have a happy life. And you can read this again on Look Good, Disease Free, a podcast, and review the whole thing again. And why did Dr. Rudy do this today? He cares about you. He wants you to play pickleball or tap dance with him when you're 100. Disease free. See you next time. Bye-bye.